Little Thumb. Once upon a time, there was a couple with 7 young children, all boys. The youngest was so teensy-weensy that he was no bigger than a thumb, which is why they called him Little Thumb. Suddenly, there was a terrible famine, and the family didn't even have a piece of bread to rub together. The parents couldn't stomach the idea of their children dying of hunger.
"What are we going to do? I've got nothing else to feed the little ones. They'll die of hunger."
"I'm well aware of that, woman. All we can do is leave them at the farms of the rich and hope they are welcomed."
"But how can you say that? They're so little."
"What future will they have with us? Unless you want to see them die of hunger."
And so the couple left their 7 little children in the forest, close to farms where they could be taken in and fed. Upon noticing they were alone, the frightened brothers went to ask for help.
"We're so sorry, little ones, but you can't stay. We don't have room for so many youngsters."
"Go and ask at another farm. Maybe they will take you in."
But the same question was asked again and again, at farm after farm. Night was falling, and Little Thumb, small but very clever, went to seek refuge in the forest. They hadn't even been there an hour when suddenly...
"What was that?"
"I don't know, but I don't like it."
"Wolves! We have to get out of the woods. Quick, brothers."
The 7 brothers ran without looking back until they reached a house with the lights on, from which an incredible smell of food wafted out.
"What are you looking for at this time of night, little ones?"
"Please take us in, ma'am. We don't have anywhere else to go."
"I can't. My husband is a child-eating ogre, and when he gets back, he'll want to eat you."
"Oh, please, ma'am. If we go back into the forest, the wolves will devour us. I'm sure you could hide us where your husband wouldn't find us."
"Okay. Come through and get under that bed. But don't make a sound. My husband will be back any minute, and he has very acute hearing."
And so the brothers went into the ogre's house and nestled under the bed, just as the woman had told them. The ogre arrived shortly afterwards.
"I'm home. Is dinner ready? I'm hungry."
"Not just yet. I'm just roasting off the lamb, and I'll shortly have the chicken ready."
"Is that all? And why can I smell children?"
"Look at you. What you can smell is the meat I'm preparing. Sit down at the table. Supper will be ready in a few minutes."
"If I say I smell children, I can smell children."
Little Thumb and his brothers dared not even breathe. Things were really starting to look bad. Suddenly, the ogre poked his head under the bed.
"Aha! I knew it! Here they are."
He took them out one by one and placed them on top of the table. Little Thumb and his brothers were quaking in their boots. The end was nigh.
"Do you have nothing to say, woman? Unless you knew nothing about this?"
All right. I confess. I'd hidden them from you for breakfast tomorrow. It was a surprise."
"No way. I'm going to eat them right now."
"Remember, there's a lot of food tonight. You won't be able to manage everything."
The ogre had already grabbed 2 of the children when, as he brought them up to his mouth, Little Thumb said,
"Wait, Mr. Ogre. Look at how skinny we are. We haven't eaten for days. Wouldn't you like to fatten us up a little first?" If you give us something for supper, tomorrow will taste much better.
Huh? Did you hear what that little squirt just said?
Yes, and he's definitely right.
Okay, woman. Give them as much food as they can manage, and put them to bed. I'll eat them tomorrow.
And that's what the woman did. She put the children to bed in the bedroom where her daughter slept. Seven little ogre girls, all sleeping soundly. Little Thumb was tired, but he didn't fall asleep as quickly as his brothers. He didn't trust the ogre and feared he would pounce in the middle of the night.
I know. I'll change the ogre girls' garlands for our nightcaps. If the ogre enters in the middle of the night, it'll confuse him.
How right Little Thumb was. The ogre came into the bedroom and, fumbling around, touched the head of the seven brothers one by one. Then he went to the ogre's girl's bed and, upon noticing their nightcaps, thought it was the seven brothers and gobbled them up in one mouthful. Once the ogre went back to sleep, Little Thumb woke up his brothers.
Brothers, there's no time to lose. When the ogre finds out he's eaten his own daughters, he's going to be fuming and will definitely come after us. Let's go!
Running like the wind, the seven brothers sped out of the ogre's house as fast as their legs would carry them. Once in the forest, they started to run out of steam and looked for a place to rest. The ogre awoke at the crack of dawn. When he discovered he had been tricked, his despair knew no limits.
What have I done? Have I eaten my own daughters? Those kids tricked me. They're going to pay big time. Woman, get me my 7-league boots. I'll find them whatever it takes.
Those boots made the ogre's stride 7 times bigger, which meant he could reach the youngsters in a flash. And that's what happened. The seven brothers suddenly saw the ogre coming towards them, screaming,
"You're going to pay for this!"
They quickly hid under a curved rock on the road, but they couldn't shake off their bad luck. The ogre stopped to rest on the very same rock, and sitting there, he fell asleep.
What are we gonna do? We have to get out of here before he discovers us.
Are you mad? As soon as we move, he'll wake up.
Get out slowly, and don't start running until there's enough distance between us. I'll make sure he can't reach us.
The brothers scarpered while Little Thumb carefully took off the snoring ogre's 7-league boots. As he put them on, the boots shrunk in size, allowing him to run at incredible speed.
Great! With these boots, I can make a fortune.
What a surprise the ogre got when he woke up to a squirrel sniffing at his bare toes. Shoeless and without his super speed, he tried to chase the brothers, but his feet hurt so much and he walked so clumsily that he tripped over a tree trunk on the road and fell flat on his face. He wouldn't be frightening any more children. Sometime afterwards, Little Thumb heard the king was worried because he had no news of his armies, and decided to go and see him with his 7-league boots.
Your Majesty, I will bring you news of your armies. Rest assured, I'll be back soon. With my 7-league boots, I'll be there in no time.
Much sooner than expected, Little Thumb brought fresh news of His Majesty's armies. The king was so overjoyed that he named him Royal Messenger and paid him a handsome wage. And as those boots enabled him to visit his family in the blink of an eye, he often paid them a visit with money in his pocket to ensure they wouldn't want for anything. And this was how Little Thumb ascended. He went from messenger to royal letter carrier to counselor to His Majesty's Chief of Staff. And as small as he was, he earned the respect of all those around him.